You know, before we start the show, I want to talk to you about abiding in Christ. I want you to understand that we need Christ working with us, as it says in the chapter of Mark 16, the last verse. It says that the church was working with Christ. Now, Christ wasn't here on the earth. He was already up in his heavenly position as an intercessor, praying. But we've got to see the evidence that Christ is working with you. So I ask you today, what's the evidence of that? We need to know what the evidence is. I believe one of the signs of the evidence of a man or woman that's working with Christ, and Christ is working with them, is when they speak, their words don't fall to the ground. How many of you now, when you preach the gospel to somebody, say, hey, that's funny you bring this topic up. That's funny. Or they say, you know what? No one ever spoke to me the way you're speaking. That's the evidence that Christ is working with you.
Wow, brethren, that is really a now word. What Vic is saying is Paul called himself a co-laborer with Jesus for the gospel's sake. And, you know, think of it like this. You know, you've got the pilot in the airplane, and then you've got the co-pilot. And, you know, let's be realistic around here. Jesus is the pilot. He is the foundation. He's the head of the church. And, you know, what Vic is saying is Jesus, in other words, handed the baton off to the church. The same way in the book of Joshua, Moses would hand the baton over to Joshua. And brethren, in the book of John chapter 15, Jesus said, now this is red letters, he says, I am the true vine, my Father's the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. So, you know, there's two kinds of fruit here. The first kind is bearing no fruit. There's no return. I mean, what person in their right mind would sow into an investment and not look for a return? So, the Bible clearly says if that tree is not bearing fruit or producing evidence of the kingdom of God coming to the earth, it's cut down. But if that tree's bearing fruit, what the Lord does is he comes and he snips, snips, snips like a gardener so it can bear even more fruit.
So some of you are in that season right now where you feel that God is pruning you back. You feel the pain of relationships. You feel the pain of what you're going through in your local church. But I tell you, if you could stand the test of time, those that endure to the end shall be saved. I tell you, if you can endure of the pain that you're going through now and understand that Christ is working his manifestation into your spirit, that you will be a manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. One of the key words that Rob spoke about is the word abide. And I like that word because, you know, I had a business for years, and, you know, if my men who were, maybe I had 50, 60 men working for me, if they didn't abide with me and hear my clarion voice, we looked like a mess on the field. But I want to tell you this. There were times when my men would listen, and then there were times I'd hire new employees, and they wouldn't abide. They wanted to come and kick against the boss. They wanted to come and kick against the authority. And I was very, very keen to that because I seen it immediately, and they would start to even make a mutiny amongst themselves. But I tell you, in the church, it's not much different. We need to abide with the local fivefold minister. We need to understand that if that man is called by God, and I'm not putting a seed that he's not, I'm saying, but if he's called by God, and you believe he's called by God, then you've got to follow what he says to the letter that he ask you to follow.
What Vic is saying is you shall know a tree by its fruit. And, you know, there's an impartation that Vic is saying. The people that you serve with and serve under, you should have their spirit. There should be a partnership. You should be an extension of them, let's say. In John chapter 15, verse 4, Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can anything you unless you abide in me. In verse 5, I am the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Now here's the key, Vic. Here's the key. For without me, you can do nothing. And, you know, I'm not a Greek scholar around here, but the interpretation of the translation of nothing really to me is a big donut hole. It means nothing. So we've got to realize that without him, that we can accomplish nothing. I'm not going to say we are nothing, but it's Christ really is the wind beneath our wings. Jesus simply said, my spirits are word and life. I only do the things that I see my Father doing.
You know, and I've been watching the church for 30 some odd years, and I want to be honest with you here. I'm the preacher that'll tell you the way I see it with the truth in it. I want to say that I see a whole lot of nothing going on. I see a whole lot of sometimes some sparks flying, but not thinking in the kingdom realm. People, if you're a leader, you didn't just turn on by accident. Now, you may be hearing this in another country. You need to take charge. You need to understand that you are abiding in Christ, that now the people that God has put in your sphere of influence, you have to now direct them towards the things of God. My God, come on, people. You know, what I admire sometimes is large corporations that have a CFO. Some of these CFOs are so powerful that you listen to read their books, you'll glean from them. Their insight is so powerful. And I tell you, the church has to start to say, we're going to rise to the occasion. We've got the wisdom of God in us. He lives inside of us. My God, we got to come up to the next level. There should be no CFO that can talk better than you, can speak the truth better than you. But my God, they articulate it. My God, I got to admire them and say, Father, we can do this better. We can do it better.
Yeah, what Vic is saying is that's simply called stewardship. And you know, as Vic said, these large corporations bring in people to align them, or they're called troubleshooters, and they bring in accountants, and they tweak the company so it bears more fruit and it can be more effective. And you know, Vic, I'm thinking of the parable of the talents in the Bible. Jesus gives these talents out to several different people, and the one guy, it says, he buries the talent in the ground. And then Jesus comes back and says, hey, you should at least put it in the bank so it would get interest. So I'm going to take that talent from you and give it to the one that reproduced more talents. And Vic, I'm also thinking about Mark chapter 4, the parable of the sower, where God is the one that sows the seed. The seed's the word of God. And then the different seeds fall in different types of ground. And some seed bears 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. So really what determines the fruit, Vic and brethren, I feel is this, is the preparation of your heart. If your heart is pliable and you're flexible and you can receive what God's doing in you, you'll bear more fruit. But Vic, you know, I just feel, I want you to talk about the spirit of stubbornness that, you know, we see it. And what happens with people that come under stubbornness? How does it thwart the growth of God in their life?
Well, Rob, you're opening this up to a wide thing, but I want to say this, and I know God's asking me to zero in on this. Let's talk about Abraham in Genesis. Abraham is the right man. Abraham has plenty of seed. Plenty of seed. He's sowing his seed, but his wife is barren. She cannot produce what God was after until God says, today, you will produce a child in the next 9 months. People, you may be the right person at the right place, but you may be right now have a barren soil. I want to tell you, don't become stubborn like Rob said. Don't become like Abraham and say, you know what, I got to outthink this plan. I'm going to ask my wife if I can go down the street with my handmaiden. And Abraham went down the street and he made an Ishmael. Now I'm going to say something that I don't like to really say on radio, but I want to say that 9/11 that happened on 9/11 is part of Ishmael not having patience when he was told to wait. for the womb of Sarah to be open. Come on, people. Some of you don't even realize that you have a blind side. You don't even see yourself correctly. You're stubborn. You're not paying attention to the things of God, let alone a man. You're not hearing correctly. And because of this, you are making Ishmaels in the world we live in.
Yeah, actually, Vic, in Genesis, this is at the set time or at the right time. And, you know, the Bible says, by patience you shall possess your soul. And patience in Galatians 5:22, we'll talk about that, is one of the fruits of the Spirit, by the way. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness. And, you know, that's how you know those who are the called out ones. And, you know, let me just take a commercial break. If Vic Carolea or Vic Carolea's Ministries has blessed you, you can email him at victorsinfo.com. You can actually call him on the telephone with 631-574-TO-GOD and just allow him to know that this show, which he's on 6 days a week, Monday to Friday, 1:30, Saturdays at 9:45 a.m. Also on his website, he's on other venues. He's on television, the local cable channel, Channel 20. We're on several other secular radio stations. And, you know, Vic, John chapter 15, verse 8, it says, by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so that you will be my disciples. And this is really what the Lord's looking for in this hour. He's coming to inspect the fruit, Vic. You know, it's not about gifting. I'm thinking about that story in the Bible where the disciple says, Jesus, check this out. We casted these demons out, and we've got this power. And Jesus says, hey, don't be excited that you have this power, but be excited that your name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So the Lord's looking for fruit that will remain in this hour. He's looking that we bear fruit and that it's sustained fruit. So, Vic, why don't you just close this show out? We've got several minutes left.
And, you know, it's unbelievable. I just come from prayer, and I was praying, I was seeking God. And I heard the Lord say that the church has to start to scribe glory in the heavens. We've got to now bring glory to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've got to learn to abide in God that we can scribe glory to the heavenlies. I tell you, the stuff that's coming on this world is heavy duty, but I heard the Spirit of God say that now God is looking for those that'll worship Him in spirit and truth, and them that have learnt how to scribe glory before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. My God, right now, if you have an opportunity and you could pull your car over to the side of the road, you need to just lift your hands up and say, Father, I scribe glory to you. I love you, Jesus. I want more of you, Lord. Take the crooked road and make it straight, Lord. My God, I tell you, I can feel in my spirit that the Holy Ghost is going to hearken to the words that you're speaking right now. You're going to feel the infusion of faith, and you're going to know that you do not abide alone, that He is the author and finisher of your faith. He's going to bring to fruition all that He said He was going to do. Understand that this is the hour. Come on now. And I want you just to end here with praises before the Lord.